Good evening, America. Good afternoon, Australia. You're back listening live to Radio Tony, the Everyday Business Show. And today we are doing the final show in a series of The Power of You with John Williams. Now, quick little reminder, if you're listening to us on the live stream in LinkedIn, hello. We're hoping that maybe it's going to Facebook. We're not really sure. And for everywhere else where this show is live streaming, thank you for joining us and listening today. We've got a pretty spectacular show lined up for you today. Now, my amazing co-host, John Williams, is a co-creator of the Andrea Method, and its desire is to inspire, influence, and impact the world by being who you are meant to be and not who you were told you should be. So, John, do you want to quickly run over what the Andrea Method's? Because after that, we're going to apply the Andrea Method to America. And that should be lots of fun.
Yeah, that's a big, good evening, it's a big John. Call. Hi, Tony. It's great to be here with you again today. I love doing these programs with you. It's just so much fun. Very quickly, the Andrea Method is a method by which you can take yourself on to change yourself to be who you want to be and not who you've been told you should be. By that, we go about helping you discover how you see the world now and how that is creating the results that you're having. And that's kind of go to America thing. That's interesting, isn't it?
Yeah.
Create a new you, which is you thinking about what is it? Who was I born to be? What inspires me? What is it that I'm here to achieve? And what is it that we're here to achieve? What can I do as part of a community to actually make the world a better place? And how does that impact on what I'm doing and how am I living? And then we talk about taking conscious action. What do I have to do to make that difference, to be the difference in the world that I want to see, to quote Gandhi? So the Andrea Method is an overall way of thinking. It's a methodology in which one can learn about how your mind works and how you can take control of your life to deliver the outcomes that you want out of it. And today, yes, we're going to go on an exploration. We're going to try and apply this to the entire population of the United States of America. Well, those that are listening anyway and those that might want to hear what we have to say about it. Because it is a method of thinking. It is a way of thinking.
Absolutely. We actually thought that it was a great way in this, the last show in the series, to show you a practical way that Andrea can help. And what not better to do it with America? Because let's face it, guys, things are a little messed up for you at the moment, aren't they?
Well, they're certainly not looking the greatest.
There's a COVID virus that's essentially out of control. There's political unrest. There's racial division. There's inequality. And there's a whole range of things going on in America that lots of people find concerning. I know from the outside looking in that we certainly find them concerning on your behalf. So first off, we thought we'd talk about what's America's default position. What do you think America's default position is?
Well, I want to talk about we've got camps. You know, what I'm seeing from the outside, and I want to tell you now, dear listener, that this is said with love and with a lot of caring because we both have a long association with the United States. We acknowledge the United States as the world leader, and that's why it's important to us. And if you're wondering why two Australians talking about the United States of America, because what happens there affects us. It affects the entire planet.
Absolutely.
And it's so important.
And I'm not sure that everyone, I've had that said to me before, what on earth are you as an Australian thinking that you can talk about America? Well, guys, we are tiny compared to you. You are the leader and the leaders of the free world, and that's where we're coming from.
And if you're of age to vote and you're eligible to vote, then you get to vote on who gets to lead the world. We don't. We don't get to say. We don't get a say in who gets to lead the world. That's your job, and all we can do is sit here and go with love and caring what we see, and maybe that'll help, and maybe it won't. But I want to apply the Andrea Method, so I want to talk about the two camps. I want to talk about our default thinking, Tony, where what we find ourselves every morning. We wake up to a default screen. Just like when you turn your phone on, there's your default screen and it's a starting point and away you go. Human beings are the same. Now, that default screen, if you want, is the way we are thinking now. And it's generated by our history, by our experience, by what our brain has recorded. Interesting point to note here is that our brains will record at about 80% negative and 20% positive. And generally, it's high emotional.
80%.
80%. Our programming of our RAS is 80% negative. And the reason for that is you've got to understand our brains, our instincts, if you want, our RAS, it's not there to make us happy. It is not there for us to have a wonderful life. It is there to keep us alive.
Right.
So it is far more alert to things that might kill us than it is to things that might make us happy, even if they make us extremely happy. Okay? Fear rules, which is why, starting to get onto the political side, which is why both sides of politics use fear as a way of motivating their voters to come to the polls. It's more a fear of what the other side will do than what they will do for you. Because your chances of you voting for what they will do for you is far less than the fear of the other side imposing their will on you.
That's
the nature of the human beings. And I'm going to relate this directly to the Andrea method because this is what we go into first. How are you seeing the world? How are you filtering the world? How is the world appearing to you? Because let me tell you, of all of the information that is available, you are taking a slither of that information in.
Yeah.
And then you are interpreting it. I was listening to a book today. It's called The Case Against Reality, and it's written by a neuroscientist, and it discusses what is reality, what is the perception of reality. And our listeners might not know this, but when you open your eyes, something like two-thirds of your brain lights up. So what is it that, you know, if our eyes are just videos, what is it that our brain is processing that requires us to fire up that many neurons? Well, the answer is it is creating a reality on the fly. Our brain is creating our perception. It's not what we really, none of us have an idea at all of what reality is because everybody's reality is different.
Yeah.
We can all describe the colour yellow because we've been told it's yellow, but nobody knows what the other person's seeing is yellow.
Yeah.
They just know it's yellow.
Yeah.
We can play mind games like that all the time, but we don't have a lot of time, so I'm going to keep moving. But the key point I want listeners to get it is that your point of view is just that. It is your point
of view.
It is a point of view. It is developed by the information that you have taken on board that has been given to you by your role models from the day you opened your eyes, from your mum, your dad, your uncles, your cousins, people you look up to. And as you go on, your teachers, and this is where education is a very important thing because it enables you to put a question mark after your perspectives. So we all wake up and we go, I'm a Trumper. I'm a conservative Republican, I'm a progressive liberal, I'm a crazy Green New Deal person. That is your position as of this moment is a result of your history. My invitation, listener,
isn't it?
It's your default, but my invitation is to put a question mark against that. So what if?
Yes.
What if the United States has got itself into this pickle? Because it has become divided states of America.
Yes.
It has walked away from the core principles of the United States of America. And with that, I will right now drop in the first paragraph of the Constitution of the United States. And I think this is super important because if you're going to change your life, if you're going to change anything, right, you've got to have a vision. If you're sitting at the bottom of the hole right now and you're going, well, what the heck am I going to do? This is all going wrong. The world's a mess, all the rest of it. You have control over your life. You have control over how you perceive the world.
Yeah.
And you are creating your environment and your creation of your environment actually is creating the environment for your fellow citizens and for your fellow people. So to the degree to which you can be open and hearing different perspectives and being able to discuss openly those perspectives is the degree to which other people will hear you.
That's right. And without angst, anger, and violence would be one of the keys.
The best way to get people to have a discussion and to be on the same team is to have a common vision. So let's look at the common vision for the United States of America. The Constitution of the United States, paragraph 1. We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our prosperity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America. And the
most powerful stuff.
The most important words are we the people. It doesn't say we the Black Lives Matters people. It doesn't say we the Proud Boys. It doesn't say we the Republican Party or we the Democrat or we Donald Trump or we Joe Biden or we. It says we the people. Everybody who is listening to this now, who has the blessing of your American citizenship, that's you. That's you. That's what the founders set the nation up to, and that's why the world looks up to you. That's why the world looks to the United States, because if the United States sets the bar in terms of creating a perfect union, that's the goal, to establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, and I'm very
domestic, sure. I didn't know. I'd never heard that before, but domestic tranquility, that's pretty concise and powerful wording from
it is important now when you think about this, what this is a vision for the United States of America. Now, if every American citizen can sit down and say, well, hang on, this is what the founders wanted for us. This is what has worked for over 200 years thus far.
Yes.
Not hiving off into the camps. The only time when the union has not worked is when it has gone into separate camps. You had the Civil War and you've had the civil disruption that is there because not all men are being treated equal. Not every human is being treated equal.
So
this is the point in terms of creating a vision, and the vision is as per here: to ensure domestic tranquility, provide the common for the common defense, promote the general welfare, secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our prosperity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America. If that's the vision, see, like my vision is to live in a world of enlightened citizens and leaders. And that's where, when we talk about Andrea, our vision is the same, to create a world of enlightened leaders and where people can have the conversations, you can have the difficult conversations, you can build on each other's knowledge without vilifying the human.
Yes.
So my challenge is to you, the listener, is to now say, well, if that's the vision, what can I do? I, as a citizen of the United States, do? What is my mission in context of the pursuit of this great vision, this awesome vision that changed not only the place that you live in, but the entire world? What is it that I can do that is going to bring about the perfect union, bring about justice, bring about domestic tranquility, provide the common defense, promote general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty and prosperity? What is it that you can do?
Yes, absolutely.
So when you look at that, you got to say, well, what is my skill bag? Who can I reach? Yeah. what can I say? Yep. You know, obviously, the further you go up the line and all the congressmen, and I mean all of them and yes. all of the senators, all of the elected officials, I would like to think are doing their very best. And I would have the generosity sufficiently to say that I believe they are. I would be yeah. generous enough to say that Mr. Trump is doing the best that he can. That doesn't necessarily mean in the case of elected representatives that they're doing it right. It doesn't. It just means that's inside their perception. Bear in mind, everybody has their own truth.
Yes.
Inside yeah. what they're prepared to admit and they're capable of, they are doing the best they can. That is no excuse for the violence that we saw.
I was just going to say, if we're a little gentle in our assessment of Trump, and if we look at that realizing that he has his own perception, and from his perception, he thinks that there has been some electoral fraud. Those of us looking on from the outside, however, know and see the reality that means that that's not true.
Well, we see our reality. Sorry, Tony, I'll pick you up on that.
Yes.
What we see...
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, what we see is that the evidence indicates contrary to what Mr. Trump says. Right? Mm-hmm. And so the evidence, and then this is why we have structure. You know, I penned this the other day. The road to success is created through knowledge, paved with failures, laid by persistence, and empowered by structure. And that last one's really important.
Yeah.
Because the structures are there in the United States Constitution and the Bill of Rights and how the United States is, all the levers are there. The Supreme Court of the US, the separation of powers, it has been the stellar model for how you survive as a democracy. Where it goes wrong is when we put our hands over our eyes and we say, no, we are going to do this because we're stronger, because we're tougher, because we're bigger.
Mm-hmm.
And I think this is where the art of soft diplomacy has gone missing in the world to a huge extent. And this is what's causing us, causing problems that we're seeing. I have a son-in-law who thinks that either we should make all murder legal or all murder illegal. Now, that's a very challenging concept, but...
Right.
My neighbour's mowing the lawns. I know I'm broadcasting to America mowing lawns, but anyway. Things within your control and things not within your control. And let's not bother ourselves with things that are not within our control. The idea being is that if murder is wrong and killing people is wrong, so is war. Because that's essentially legalized murder.
The same thing.
Okay. So where I'm going with this is in context of what's going on in America, just because you've got might doesn't make you right. And just because you might be a PhD in a subject and you might know more about it than anybody else, whilst that enhances your probability of being right because you have access to more information and you're more likely to ask questions, it doesn't mean as of right you don't have to listen to the guy that's got an or the girl that's got an elementary school education and has their concerns and wants to be heard. They have a right to be heard because this is we the people.
Yeah. Yeah. It's very clear, isn't it?
It is. And it doesn't say we the PhDs or we the elementary school people.
We
it
the well educated.
Yeah. We and it doesn't say black or white or Hispanic or female or male or gay or straight or any of the other variants that are out there. It says if you're a person, then and you are entitled to be covered by the Constitution of the United States, then that's it. Yes. It's you. You're included. Simple as that.
So if we... Sorry, John. Go.
Okay. Relating that back to where the United States is now, you have a default position, which is what you've woken up to this morning. There was a default position before January 6th and the invasion of Congress, and people took it upon themselves to do things that perhaps they should not have done. In fact, I would say, according to the law,
should not have done.
I can't find an. I can't. As generous as I want to be, I cannot find an excuse for breaking into the Capitol chanting "Hang Mike Pence." And I'm no fan of Mike Pence, but that's just not okay. And so I think the law, the rule of law must apply in a civil society. And what I'm saying to people is, look, you don't need to go outside of the law. Because if you can talk, if you are prepared, excuse me one moment, this is just driving me nuts, right back.
There you go, people. Live broadcasting often brings its own little challenges, and we're having a little challenge at the moment with the mowing happening.
My apologies. So that's just...
John and I... John and I have been talking about the default position of America, and we've talked about how you see life through filters, and that fear and negativity tends to govern our thoughts. And an interesting point that John brought up was that 80% of our brain is focused on negative thoughts. What if we change
our recall,
that, John?
Our ability to recall. Our instant recall. Our programming of our RAS, reticular activating system, is done on the fly and is done by emotions. Okay, and 80% of those recordings will tend to be on the
negative.
On the negative side of things, where it's just what's more important to human survival. So,
So
what I'm saying is, regardless of what camp you find yourself in at the moment, and where you personally find yourself, the Andrea method is a way of thinking, and it's a way of being that enables a discussion to happen. Because if you want to speak your truth, then you must be prepared to listen to others. Authenticity and communication comes from trust. So who's going to trust who first here? To de-escalate the situation. Well, it comes down to individuals being leaders in their world, leaders in their families, leaders in their sports teams, leaders. You don't have to be anything other than a leader of yourself and say, well, look, you know what?
Yeah.
I'm going to be open to hearing. It doesn't mean I'm going to change my mind, and
necessarily have to agree, John, but that process of listening to other views and perspectives gives you the ability to ask yourself other questions, questions, doesn't it?
It gives you the opportunity to learn. You know, this is why science is always proposed as a theory, of evolution. Okay? Yeah. That some creationists there, okay, fine, that's a theory. Let's discuss it. What does the evidence say? And when we look at the theory of the United States of America, what happened was unconstitutional because people tried to go around the powers, they tried to go around the system. And the reason they went around the system is because they didn't feel heard. But in reality, in this political situation, I think it's important that we address reality, because when human beings are trying to get on in this world, all right, you've got to get on within the system, because as you will see what happens to these protesters, when you go outside of the system, then the consequences can be dire. So let's be real.
Yes.
Let's be real.
They will face some dire consequences.
Well, I was listening to the acting attorney general of Washington District this morning on Public News Hour, and he was saying that some of these people will be facing charges with imprisonment sentences of up to 20 years. So what I'm trying to bring back to here is we're talking about the United States in general here, but it affects an individual as well. As soon as you make a decision that you're going to do something that's going to put you at a disadvantage, you're not helping yourself. You're not helping yourself, and you don't need to.
You're not changing things.
You're not creating the world you want to live in. And this is what we're about. This is what we talk about, you know, inspiring, influencing and impacting your world by being who you were born to be. Here is a moment for every American citizen to do just that, to inspire, influence, and impact their world right now.
Absolutely.
And all they have to do is be prepared to listen and then talk. Now, as I've said on this program before, does that mean that somebody's going to change their mind? Does that mean that all of a sudden a radical right-winger is going to flip over and become a radical left-winger or vice versa? Probably not.
Not necessarily.
And it's not also, it's not necessary, and it's not even healthy, because you want to have alternative perspectives.
Diversity. Yes.
Diversity of perspective is fine, but what it, when it threatens the citadel of democracy, when it goes to the heart of the unity of the nation, it's time to back off. It's time to say, no, we are better than this, as Joe Biden says. We are better than this. The United States is better than this. And it can heal, and it will heal. And it's just very interesting when we apply the Andrea method to the situation, because here we are creating a new you. A new United States will come out of a common vision, as enunciated in the Constitution of the United States. There is a common vision there. And each and every American citizen taking their responsibility to create their mission. Yeah. And that leaves the one thing, one more step on that one, which is the purpose. Well, besides creating world peace, prosperity for the United States and your own life, besides that.
It
will make, you will be proud of yourself, and it, because this is the greatest nation on earth. And sometimes we Australians, well, we love beating you, particularly in yacht races and whatever else that we can beat you in, but that's because we're the little guys. We're yapping. We're like chihuahuas yapping out of St. Bernard. He goes, yeah, rightio.
That's right.
Thanks for coming, buddy.
Yeah.
So the possibility there is, and the other part that's in that, that particular sector in the Andrea method, is responsibility and words. Two things. The language you use is really important. I can't emphasize this enough, you know. When you just flat out tell somebody, you are wrong, well, where are they going to go with that? You've already made up your mind. You are wrong. Okay, no, you are. Well, now we're having a contradiction, not a discussion. You could say, you could say, you know, I see things from a different perspective. So fine, tell me about your perspective.
Listen,
take the time.
Yes, to listen.
I still think you're wrong. Well, here's my perspective. Da 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 da. Walk away. Have your own perspectives. Fantastic. Over a period of time, this is the effect that this a healthy conversation versus an unhealthy conversation. Unhealthy conversation. You're wrong. No, you're wrong. No, you're wrong. Everybody goes away having learned nothing. And everybody around them learns nothing. Okay? You get a conversation where, tell me your perspective. So here's my perspective. Oh, here's my perspective. I still disagree with you. Okay, those two parties might walk away having not changed their mind, but everybody else around has had exposure to different ideas and different thoughts. So there's a possibility of change that's created.
And it's done in a peaceful way. If we go back to that whole concept of using words, words can motivate people to do things that they would not necessarily do. As we've seen in the Capitol in this last week, and those words that the president used gave an angry mob the idea that they could do something that they wouldn't normally do, isn't it?
Yep, look, I take that up. Let's take it from the perspective that Mr. Trump didn't know that the words that he was using would incite the people, that he used words that he thought was encouraging them to continue to support the cause and to promote their way of being. It was a careless use of words. He did not use his words precisely, and he had unintended consequences that came from that. Correct. Now, I'm being very naive here, because I think it's pretty much on the record there now that people came to that rally to commit this violence. They came prepared with bombs and guns and whatever else. So, you know, ties for tying up people's hands. These things weren't created on the walk down Pennsylvania Avenue. Right? So that didn't happen on that little piece. Nevertheless, this is the issue, and I will say this is the problem with the president's words over the last 4 years, where he has abandoned soft diplomacy. He's abandoned discussions in regard to what matters, and understanding that whilst his put America first concept may at a very basic level be really appealing, because you go, well, you know, put America first, America first, America first. But here's the thing, folks. There are 330 million Americans. The rest of the world, 7 billion people, do not live in America. And there are at least six other nuclear powers in the world, which combined would not be as strong as the United States, but it'd be enough to wipe you out.
That's right.
At the end of the day, the United States are the lead citizens of the world, and being part of the world is vital to the prosperity of the United States. Who's America going to sell its exports to if it doesn't sell it to us or to somebody else? Where is America going to get the resources it needs? There is no country in the world that is an island. And, you know, if we all work together and with the cause, if the whole world could just take this first paragraph of the Constitution of the United States and say, hey, let's do that.
Yeah.
The world would be a vastly better place.
It's a powerful paragraph.
That's the vision for the United States of America. Let's do this, you know. And I want to get onto responsibility and the role of personal responsibility, because you have a personal responsibility in your life. If you want to make a change in your life, guess who? Grab a mirror, have a good look, and go, we can do a selfie, and there we are. There's the person that's going to have to make a change. The other one is going to have to do this. And I'd like to just, you know, this is where the Andrea Method can help you out. If you want to go and check out the Andrea Method and learn more about it, just go to www.andrea, that's andrea.solutions. And there you'll see online course, learn more, purchase, click on that. And there's one-to-one coaching. There's all sorts of things on there, blogs. Enjoy yourselves. But you'll learn more about what this is. But if it's down to me. And if it's up to the United States are the only people that can heal this. And you know what? The United States doesn't even exist.
We can't. We can talk about it.
That's right. But the United States is merely an amalgam of all of its citizens.
Yeah.
It is time, people, that you took individual responsibility for talking to your neighbour. Take individual responsibility for talking to somebody who's culturally different from you with a curiosity. Yes. What is it like to be Hispanic? What is it like to be black? What is it like to be white?
John, and yes, I remember in having those conversations, I remember talking to a beautiful African-American woman, and we were talking about our children. And I'm very curious, and I wanted to know what it was like to be a black African-American mum living in the US. And she said, we are good middle-class citizens. We lead a good middle-class life. But do you know, Tony, each and every day, my son is 30, and each and every day of those 30 years, there's not been a day when I didn't worry about my black son being pulled over in his car, being picked up on the street, or some sort of violence happening in his life. So for me, as a white Australian mother talking to a black American woman, I was horrified. I never knew that was her reality.
And Tony, as much as it shames me to say so, that racism is alive and well in this country too. So, you know,
agreed.
I just want to just put that on the record too, that neither Tony nor I are sitting here and going, oh, we've got it all right, because we haven't.
We haven't.
And I would say I prescribe the same medicine to Australia in so many ways, and in so many ways the United States is in front of us, and we follow you. Yeah. And that's why it's important that you guys get this right, dudes. Get it together.
Yes.
The next part of when we talk about the Andrea Method, if we're applying it to the United States and what can be done there, is conscious action. It's not just taking action. Yeah. When you take action of a particular kind, be conscious of the action that you take. Think of the consequences, and you can never plan for everything. That's true. But it's a fair bet that killing a police officer in the Capitol is not going to go down well. It's not rocket science. It's that invading the people's house, and I don't care how many, it might have been 1,000 or 2,000, it was nothing compared to the population of the United States of America. It was disrespectful to the rest of the population of the United States of America, and it particularly portrayed the United States in the light that is not necessary, and it is certainly not America. I totally get that. And so, therefore, I'm requesting that you be the difference you want to see in the world. You be that person that is prepared to talk to their neighbor. You be that person that's curious about what's going on. Now, maybe you don't never see anybody from some other kind of outcome or culture or whatever. That's fine. I understand that, and I'm not putting a burden on anybody's back here. But if you are the person, a citizen of the United States that believes in the Constitution of the United States, that wants to see the United States as the founders envisioned it, then you are going to go out there today to establish justice. You are going to go out there today to establish a more perfect union. You are not going to stop until you have ensured domestic tranquility. You know, that's in the very first paragraph of the United States, the Constitution. Domestic tranquility and promote general welfare and secure the blessings of liberty. So be that person. Be that person and ask your neighbor to be the same, and ask them to ask their neighbors, and tell your kids, and it's done out of love. It's done out of love. And that's the most important thing. Take responsibility to do that.
Yeah. Because, John, if someone had said to that angry crowd, if someone had quietly stood up and said, hey, what you're about to do, the consequences of your action may be da-da-da-da-da-da. I want you to stand here and think about if this is something you want to do. I realize that in those instances you've got an angry crowd, and it's very hard to damp down such huge emotions and such large energy, but it would have to be possible for someone to do that.
And I think this
individuals as well.
And I think this is where the individuals that may have had responsibility, had some ability to communicate, have fell short. By these people, well, quite clearly, Mr. Trump didn't use his words wisely. If Mr. Trump had done that, if he had said, look, if he had not spent 4 years drumming up fear and division, if he had not spent the last year saying that the election was going to be fraudulent all the way through, creating the possibility, knowing full well, in my humble opinion, he knew he was going to lose. And that's why he wanted to foment the issue, so as that he could create this. But he has killed people. His language, his words, and what has gone on there, people have died. And it's a pretty serious.
Not okay.
You want to lay that at the feet of Joe Biden or the Supreme Court of the United States or whatever, you go ahead. You put it wherever you want to put it. As I said, I believe Mr. Trump's doing the best he can, but there are other leaders on that day that might have made a difference. But here's the thing, Tony. Again, we only receive the information that we want to receive.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. We only receive the information that we are interested in. whatever our mind is interested in. So if I am only focused on hearing the rhetoric that says this election was stolen.
Stolen.
Right? If I'm only interested in it, that's all I'll hear. And I'll hear plenty of it because that's what I'm programming. That's what I'm telling my brain to go looking for.
Yes.
If I want to focus my brain on the fact that anybody who thinks, and yeah, that anybody who thinks that this election was stolen is a despicable, if that's what I've already decided, then that's what my brain will find. It will find evidence that everybody who says that this election was stolen was a despicable person that shouldn't be listened to. Neither of those statements are true. Statements are true because both of them are characterizing fellow citizens as being inherently bad, inherently wrong.
Yes.
And it's not acceptable. And it's not okay. It's not necessary because by being more gentle and by putting a question mark after each of those statements, the election was stolen? Huh? Really?
Really?
Everybody who believes that the election was stolen is despicable? Really?
No, that's really? Not true. Yeah.
Now, there are those, there are two particular senators, both of whom clerked in the Supreme Court of the United States of America, who both stood up, disputed the election results, and knew the law said differently.
Yes, the law, and that,
as applied
that is actually
by more than 90
not okay.
judges, have made it very clear that according to the law, Joe Biden's election is perfectly legitimate. Now, I'm a bit of a statistician for fun, and I invite people to look and say, I like statistics because they tell the truth. But here's the problem with whether the election was right or wrong. Why would the presidential election only be wrong in the states where Mr. Biden won and Mr. Trump failed? Why would the election only be rigged there? And if you were going to rig that, why wouldn't you rig it down the card as well? In the House, the Republicans increased their representation. And we all know the Senate went right down to the line. Why on earth, if you were rigging it, would you allow the Senate to go down to the line and have a runoff? Correct. It's too risky. Mm-hmm. It doesn't make logical sense. Now, we can go into a lot of the rest of it, but setting it aside, what the citizen of the United States and like any individual has to, somebody's life is a mess. And they're not getting what they want out of life, then they've got to take action to make it different. And that's where the Andrea method is a very, very useful tool for people to understand what's going on in their life, find their default position, create a new version of themselves. And this is why we're having this discussion on the United States, and then take conscious action to make a difference. So if people are going to.
What America needs to do now is take some conscious action.
Yep. And the last two steps here, right, and these are super, super important, focus. Mm-hmm. Now, I'm going to invite listeners, and I would love to see everybody in America just focus on the vision. We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our prosperity, do ordain and establish the Constitution for the United States of America. Focus on that and ask yourself, is what I am doing taking us towards the aim of the founding fathers or further away? Now, if you are not bringing about domestic tranquility, that's a no. You've heard people say, oh, yes, but I'm providing for the common defense. The defense of what? Against whom? It's not common defense if you're defending against a fellow citizen. If Mexico was attacking you, or Canada was attacking you, or Russia was attacking you, or somebody else was attacking you, that could arguably be common defense. It is not a common defense when you are defending what you think is an interpretation of the Constitution against a fellow American. No, that particular transaction falls under ensure domestic tranquility and promote general welfare. So focus on the first paragraph of the Constitution of the United States, taking that to a personal level. when you have decided what you want to do with your life and you have a vision and you have a mission. So my mission is, because I can do this, I can create the conversations to enlighten individuals, coach to inspire to do the same and be the difference. That's what I can do. So I focus on that because I can't be an American. There's no way I can be an American. So it's up to the Americans to solve America. Now, the last part is gratitude. Okay? Yes. This is the key to it all. Because when you're feeling disenfranchised and you're feeling that you're trashed and that you're feeling that this election's been stolen and you're feeling that nobody listens to you and that you could get shot because that's just the way it is because of the color of your skin. Look, I get it. And you know what? You may well have a right to be aggrieved, but just stop. Just for a starter, does anybody in India, it's the biggest democracy in the world, get to vote for who leads the world? Nope. Well, that's 1.2 billion disenfranchised. Everybody else other than that 330 million that are born in America don't get a say. Be grateful you get a say. Be grateful there'll be midterms in 2 years' time. Be grateful that there's another presidential election in 4 years' time and that that is guaranteed to happen. Be grateful for that. Be grateful for law enforcement. Be grateful for your fellow citizens. Be grateful for the fact that you have food on your table. Or be grateful that you're not homeless. And, be grateful for this. If you just be very simple, my wife lectured me the other day and I said to her, I should be grateful some big concept. She said, you should be grateful your wife brings you a cup of tea in bed. And she's right. She's right. I should be grateful I've got a bed. Gratitude. The United States of America is an incredible place to have your citizenship in. It's very hard sometimes to see it when you're in the middle of it. But the rest of the world looks in awe and goes, you guys have got it made. Now you've got things you can get right and change and all the rest of it, and I can give you another lecture on that another day. But the point being is that when you're feeling disenfranchised right now, when you're feeling that you're hard done by, that you're feeling that you're not being heard, violence is not the answer. It's unconstitutional.
Never the answer.
Okay?
Never.
It is an answer to resolve the matter against yourself by saying, hey, I might be wrong. Create doubt in your own mind and you create room to learn more. When you learn more, then maybe you'll change your mind. Maybe you won't. It doesn't matter. But never, when you kill off the opposition, that doesn't mean the idea dies. It means the individuals died. And there's a mythical creature, and I've forgotten the name of it, but if you cut off the head, seven more grow. You give a reason for martyrdom.
Yes.
Taking out individuals and that you create opposition for yourself.
Yes.
So I'm saying to people in the United States, that look, understand what your default position is. Understand what your beliefs are, what your beliefs are, and where they came from. Then question them. Understand that you are a citizen of the United States of America, and the vision for the United States of America is clearly enunciated in the Constitution. That first paragraph. Go look it up. Download it. Put it on your wall. Understand that's what you, as a United States citizen, have signed up from at birth, or if you've signed, if you've sworn allegiance because you were born somewhere else on the planet. That's what you've sworn allegiance to. That's your vision. Then ask yourself, what role can I play to bring that about? Mind your language. Take responsibility for doing it. Be the big person in the room. Be the one who's willing to listen. Be the leader. Be the leader in your world that says, hey, I'm not buying into this separatist thing. We're all Americans. Yeah. We are all the people. The people refers to everybody who's a United States citizen. Be that person. Take accountability for your actions and declare to the world that this is how you feel. Say, we are but one people. Be there and be one people. Take that. Focus on the United States of America emerging stronger.
And better.
And better from where it is. And above all else, my challenge people, pull out a piece of paper, grab your iPhone, grab your iPad, do whatever, make a list of all the things that you have to be grateful for and start with the fact you've got oxygen.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Because you are the greatest, you are a citizen of the greatest nation on earth. You're not the biggest by long chalk, but you are the most amazing and the most amazing history. And it can be even better still. And you can set an example where the rest of the world wants to follow. But right now, the world's right. Going, oh, yes. Rightio.
Wow.
Don't know. The shining beacon on the hill has got a hood over it, and it's not really very pretty.
Dimmed. Yeah.
And so there we are. We've applied the Andrea method to the United States of America. But if you think this applies to your life, because maybe your life looks a little bit like the inside of Congress after the rioters have been through, maybe you feel that this is what your life is like, and you need to try and get back on track, and you need to be able to do something more. So go to Andrea, www.andrea.solutions, okay? And there you will find access to the Andrea method,
you'll
find information on the curriculum and what we do. There's also one-to-one coaching options there. Or you can email me, john@andrea.solutions. No .com, just john@andrea.solutions. I'd love to hear from you. I'm probably sticking my neck out there, and now people are going, oh, I'm going to get beaten up on email. Oh, well. I come with love and go with happiness.
Absolutely. Absolutely. If this has brought up issues for you, by all means, email John. He loves to chat and loves to talk to you. And he's got some great steps and some great information and great knowledge and wisdom that can help you navigate through your thoughts. And for those of you that are in a particularly tough place and just see, man, I just need to get out of this funk that I'm in, then talk to John, because the Andrea method will help you do that. And it's principally why we decided to apply the Andrea method to America on this show today, to show you just how powerfully it can change your life. And it, as John likes to say, if every single American would jump on and do the Andrea solution, we'd have you fixed in 3 months.
Yes. I think the servers might be a little overloaded, but you know that would be a problem I'd love to have. But you know, I've come to this program with an open heart, and I've hope I have been open and authentic, and I've spoken my truth on the matter, and I fully respect the citizens and our listeners that they will be doing what they think
and
is the right
views.
Thing to do, but I'm saying to them, they are part of the we the people, and that's where the vision is. What role can they play in it? Please, please do that. The world will love you for it.
And that, my wonderful people, wonderful listeners, is the last for John and I. However, stay tuned, because you'll be hearing more from John Williams not in the not-too-distant future, so be on the lookout for that. This is Radio Tony Everyday Business. I'm your host, Tony Lontis. Thank you so much, John Williams from Andrea.Solutions, who has a solution to change your life. That is enough from me today. Over to you, TJ, and we'll see you all next week at the same time. Bye for now.